Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for sticking around with us this afternoon. I want to get straight to our next guest as Steve Moore joins us once again, a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, also a Trump economic advisor. Steve, welcome back to the show. It's always good to have you here.
Hey, Annie. Great to be with you.
I want to ask you real quick what you know about this port workers strike that is pending today. This could have a huge impact on our economy.
Yeah, well, it could be... For sure. You know, if we, these are about one third of the ports on our eastern seaboard. So that would disrupt a lot of commerce, a lot of the goods coming in and going out. And so this is the very definition of remember the term supply chain problem? This could create quite a supply chain problem, Manny. And if it happens, then what do you think is going to happen to the price of things? They're going to come up because, you know, we have a reduced supply. That means the price goes up. So this is not a great time for a strike. I think these unions, the dock worker unions, realize that they've got, their hands, so they can ask for, huge increases. And by the way, I don't know the real facts about how much these people are being paid and so on. I don't have an opinion about that. But yeah, the answer to your question is yes, this could be really disruptive to the economy because we're so dependent on these ports.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I wanted to ask you, I don't know if we've spoken since the Fed cut rates before the election. I don't know if it's possible that they would potentially do it again before the election, but what does it signal to you when we get the kind of cut that we got a few weeks ago?
Well, the answer to your second question is no, they don't meet again. And, you know, is, Manny?
Say that again. Your signal broke up a little bit.
I'm sorry. Do you know when the next Fed meeting is?
No, I don't.
It's the day after the election. Your answer is, could they do it before the election? The answer is no. And by the way, that's one of the reasons. Like, I feel, I forget whether you and I discussed this last week or not, but I do feel strongly that when they did what the Wall Street Journal called a jumbo rate cut of 50 basis points, that was jumping the gun a little bit. I thought it was overtly political move to press their thumb on the scale in favor of Kamala to provide some juice for the economy in the last month. But that's going to, that could lead to higher prices in the long term. And this is the fact.
Let me put Steve on hold here for just a second. And Kyle out there can check and see if we can get his connection because it's really cutting out hard. Or Brad, you can go talk to him. Have you been paying attention, Ryan, to this port strike stuff?
Yeah, well, just enough. I mean, it's become news this weekend that it's something that could kind of impact everything that you buy in a way. So you're kind of going, what am I supposed to think here? I don't want this to happen. But at the same time, you're going, well... Yeah, I mean, there's nobody out there going, yes, we want this to happen, but It's just there's so much to it that it's hard to dissect quickly.
Fox News, Fox Business says 36 ports along the East and Gulf Coast are facing a potential work stoppage as the deadline for a new contract between port employers and dock workers edges closer. Tens of thousands of dock workers represented by the International Longshoremen's Association could walk off the job. All right, I think we got him back there. Steve, I'm so sorry about that. We couldn't hear what you were saying, and I wanted to make
can
sure
you hear
that
me better now.
Yes, sir. We certainly
okay.
can.
So what I was saying before we broke up was that I thought it was an overtly political decision by the Fed to lower rates by 50 basis points. I thought, you know, maybe 25 basis points, but why put your thumb on the scale right before an election? I think, and you were, by the way, the Fed, Jerome Powell's not saying, oh, we're not political. Well, that looked like a political decision to me. Why couldn't they waited 4 weeks after waiting 2 years until the election is over?
And when you say it's political, you know, I think that a lot of people who are not obviously economists like you are wonder what is the political maneuver there? What is the immediate reaction that people are going to experience that makes it political?
So this, when the Fed lowers rates, it pours money into the economy, cheap money. Now, in the short term, that's great, right? Oh, look, everybody's got this extra money. But, of course, what does that lead to? As you know, we saw at the beginning of the Biden presidency more and more inflation. So I think that, you know, the inflation fight is not over. And I think the Fed, look, it's no secret that Jerome Powell and Donald Trump don't like each other too much. And so I thought this was an inappropriate move by the Fed, given that, look, I think inflation's still out there, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yes. I mean, I've gone to my husband and I, we've got a family of six. We have four kids and it is jarring to see
it's
what we're paying in groceries.
To feed a family of six kids. I mean, with six of you. So I know exactly what you mean. I've got, you know, two teenagers at home and they eat like horses.
That's like having four kids.
grocery bill. No, it's unbelievable. And my wife, Ann, gets so mad at me. She goes, you have no idea what these things cost. And I'll say, $300 for groceries. How could you do it? And then she goes down that. I mean, you know, come on. A box of cereal is $10 now.
That's an expensive box of cereal. I wanted to give you, I got like a minute or so, about a minute left here. I wanted to ask you about Donald Trump. You know, we've heard him saying no tax on tips. He's now said no tax on overtime. What do you think of the direction he's taking a lot of these messages to American voters right now?
I like that one. I think, you know, people work overtime and put in the extra time and, you know, they're working hard. I think that's a nice tax cut for working class people. I like the idea of not taxing tips. I was a tip worker at one point. My first job was a tip worker working as a car parker. You know, sometimes I'd walk away, you know, at the end of a long night with $50 cash in my pocket.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pay cash. By the way, that was when $50 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, so I like it. And I think, you know, I think most working class people see the benefit of that. And by the way, the better job you do, the bigger tip you get.
Exactly.
Right?
That's an incentive. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you. We always love talking to you. And Lord knows there'll be more to talk about. Yep, you as well. Bye-bye. Steve Moore is the distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage Foundation. Ryan, you could be a distinguished fellow of the Annie Fry Show. We could create a program.
Well, as long as I get something free out of it, I think I'd be okay with
what
that.
What if like we just continued to give you your job?
I guess I could just be a distinguished fellow at this job.
Yeah, on your business cards?
Okay.
So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.